Blog Talk Radio.
When the dust has cleared, victory.
nights you dream of, dream really do come true.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myth of going barefoot, is a full-time member of the barefoot community and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Welcome to another wonderful edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I am your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time member of the barefoot community for 20-plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group. I also did a radio show for a while called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's legal services department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons, some of you for your own safety. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, your experiences, whatever issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. You can also check out our live chat room by going to freedomizerradio.com. Also, take a look at our website. Go visit there. It's barefootislegal.org. We also have our Facebook page, our public business page, and our private Facebook group. On Facebook, just go to Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. If you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our group if you have not joined already. Again, that's on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. Now keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there that think that this is a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures, you are wrong. No. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. There's been so much going on this week, folks. I've seen so many wonderful comments. I know we have a challenge going on in the BIL group for our members. Now the cold weather is upon us. And the other week, I was talking about that transition into cold weather, colder temperatures for most of us in the northern hemisphere, in the United States and all that. Temperatures are dropping. I know the past few days around me, it's been down into the 40s, lower 40s. We even had a point one night where it was in the upper 30s. And some members, I see that you're experiencing some snow, and I love your questions. When you heard my show 2 weeks ago, I know that you are listening because you had really great advice for some of the other members of the community, and also had some great questions. And
I thought that I probably answered most of them on the broadcast, but I will be visiting those questions today because I'm sure I may have left out a lot, or at least a little bit, because I know that there is a lot to cover in the brief time that we have together once a week. Yes, of course, the cold weather is upon us. There's also, you know, other issues happening. I've seen a lot of positive experiences. There's been so many great experiences, people going out. And it's funny because I remember talking about something where when the temperature gets colder, it seems like more foot police, more shoe police are out there when the warmer temperatures are around. You know, when we're coming into summer or coming out of spring or going into spring, whatever it is, it seems like the shoe police are out there more. At least we seem to feel that. Not really. The same shoe police are out there. But for some reason, when you walk into a store or a restaurant and you don't have shoes on and it's like 20 degrees outside, for some reason, people don't bother you about it. Now, that's just an observation that I've had. And there's been, you know, many different stories. And of course, you know, many people handle different things and all that. So, but I have noticed that when we do have the colder weather, it seems like there's less confrontation. And that's great. But, you know, I mean, it still happens. And when it does happen, it sucks. But that's what we are here for. We're here to educate and empower you to be able to live that barefoot lifestyle. If you choose. You know, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of talk. It's like, oh, but I'm not full time. I don't, you know, sometimes when it's cold, that's fine. It's okay. You don't, I remember seeing a post, Fearless Leader Proof. And he mentioned that, you know, don't be discouraged. And then I noticed that some members of the group may be a little discouraged because they think that, like, oh, I'm not full-time, maybe this isn't for me. No, it is for you. If you're interested in living that barefoot lifestyle or want to live that barefoot lifestyle, we're here to support that. That's it. We don't care if maybe it's just once a week or, you know, it's like, well, when I go to work, I have to wear shoes. I'm not really a barefooter. No. Technically, you are. If you don't like wearing shoes, and you wish to be everywhere barefoot, and you want to have your right to be barefoot anywhere you please, well, yeah, you're in the right place. You're listening to the right show now. You're tuned in, and we are here to help. And, of course, we're going to adjust, you know, that transitioning into cold weather. I'd love to revisit that because so many people had some questions after that last broadcast. And I'm also going to touch on some legal issues that have been coming up this week. Yes. I know there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, oh, well, businesses and private property and trespassing, and if they have a sign and all that. We're going to debunk all that this week. If you have any questions, call in 319-527-6208 if you want to be a part of the show. I know some people are a little shy when it comes to being on the air. That's okay. We have our chat room open. Just go to freedomizerradio.com. Just click on the live chat link, and you can send your questions there. And I also scour our Facebook page throughout the broadcast. And my team here does a great job giving me information if I miss something and keeping up on conversations and all that, because I really try to answer as much as possible in the brief time that we have together, as I said. But I want to just talk a little bit about that transitioning into the colder weather, because, like I said, we've had a lot of questions about that. And I will eventually write an article for the newsletter that our group sends out to the members. So if you're signed up for that, I'm going to try to condense all this. But I was talking 2 weeks ago about transitioning into the colder weather. And, you know, I was talking that most seasoned members of the barefoot community don't really have a major issue with that. I mean, some of us have been full-time barefoot for many years, many, many years. I mean, me personally, over 20 years. So I've been through the cold, the snow, the rain. I've been out in wilderness adventures, hiking, and camping in the snow, sometimes 2 feet deep. But this may not be for everybody. We want to make sure that if you want to attempt this amazing feat of going out with bare feet, that you don't get hurt, you don't get injured. And I spoke about frostbite, hypothermia, and all that, and I will touch on that again. But how are you handling the transition? If you want to give us a call, 319-527-6208. Share your stories. I mean, what methods do you have? I mean, personally, when I look at it, your body will adjust if you want it to. And, you know, if you want to keep the core body temperature. I got a lot of different messages about is when you talk about keeping the core body temperature up, your feet and your hands are still exposed. Yes, they are. But scientifically, this is how it works. I'm going to explain this a little more in depth. When you keep your core body temperature up, now most of your major organs are with, you know, between your neck and your thighs. I mean, that's where most of them are. I mean, of course, you have your brain on top of your head. I mean, if your head is screwed on right, it should be up there somewhere. Now, I know we have a lot of mindless twits that run around like the Sioux Police. Their brains are not there. They don't like the logic. They don't like to believe that what they're doing, they're actually laws against. And we're going to get up. But, yes, your brain is on top of your shoulders, hopefully. And it's in your head. But most of your organs that control this, the flow of blood in your circulation are right there. You know, you want to make sure that you keep your chest and belly, you know, well insulated with natural fibers, cotton, wool, stuff like that, not the synthetics. That seemed to be a big thing that was confusing because they're like, well, what about the new Under Armour stuff and all this and everything else? Yeah, that works, of course, but it doesn't wick away the moisture. And the thing is, you don't want to be wet and cold. Because the more damp and the more you perspire and the less breathable that material is, it's just going to make you a lot colder. You don't want that. The other thing is layers. Layers is the key thing to this whole thing. Okay. So you may want to have like a t-shirt on or like maybe a thermal, you know, shirt or something underneath that. Maybe a t-shirt over that. And then, you know, maybe just a light sweatshirt or another long sleeve shirt, followed by like a hoodie or, you know, heavier sweatshirt, and then a jacket. This way, as you heat up, or, you know, if you get overheated and you start to sweat, you can take layers off and remain dry so you're not sweating. When you remain dry, your core body temperature will keep regulating itself, right? Because you don't want to sweat in the cold. And it'll keep the blood flowing to the outer extremities, such as your fingers and your feet, especially out to your toes. And yes, another one that I wanted to answer from the previous broadcast is the whole thing about, well, wearing a moccasin or a flip-flop or something. Okay. Anything that you put between your feet and the ground when it's really cold will make you colder. If you bundle up in heavy socks and boots, you're going to perspire. Again, you're dealing with moisture. Moisture, when you're cold and wet, it's not fun. Now, as far as the flip-flop or the moccasin, okay. Again, we're going back to synthetic. Putting rubber in between, rubber really is not a good insulator. Believe it or not, it's a shock absorber. But the padding on your feet is much better. You know, as long as you use your body mechanics right. And the longer you live that barefoot lifestyle, and the easier it's going to be to walk on pretty much anything, and including in the cold. Because as soon as you elevate your foot off the ground, you're not coming in contact. When you're grounding, even in the cold weather, that ground is also going to warm up. And it also keeps the blood flowing to your toes and your feet. Now, moccasin, yes, it is natural material. Okay, it's not a synthetic. In most cases, like a leather moccasin, anything leather, again, a poor insulator. So you're actually getting colder wearing those. And, of course, it's not as breathable, you know, as walking around barefoot or even in a sandal. And again, perspiration with the cold weather, moisture, miserable time, hypothermia, all that. You know, frostbite. Now, as far as frostbite, I did want to answer a couple questions about that. And, you know, first of all, identifying some of the signs of frostbite. I told a story about, actually, before we get to frostbite, I did want to answer this one question because it could be kind of lengthy. I don't want to run out of time before the top of the hour break. As far as, I went through the layers, the undershirt, you know, an overshirt, a sweater, a light jacket, heavy coat, stuff like that. Okay. Again, make sure that your base layers closest to your body are natural fiber materials, cotton, wool, stuff like that. You know, of course, you can use the synthetic on the outside. Of course, anything water resistant or waterproof is great. But as far as some tricks to keeping that core body temperature up, I talked about eating meals. And, digestion in general raises your body temperature because your body is metabolizing food. So, you know, eat some food before you go out for prolonged, you know, time in the cold weather, especially if you're going to be like an outdoor sporting event, football game, anything like that. I know a friend of mine was at the World Series, someone that I work with, and they also, you know, go barefoot, and they actually said, you know, it was kind of chilly at night, even though some of the temperatures where they were playing were like in the 60s, 50s. But they actually survived it. They ate a lot of food, and they used blankets. But his feet really weren't cold, and he finally realized, because he wanted to test this, he was one of those that normally wouldn't go out in cold weather barefoot. But I was talking to him about it the other week, and he said, you know, I'm going to try it. And they're, well, it's a stadium, you know, there's plenty of people. Body heat will keep everybody warm. He actually did, you know, some blankets, ate a meal. And, you know, when temperature started to drop, he was actually quite comfortable, even though he was barefoot. Other things like to drink, okay, liquids, hot foods, stuff like that, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, you know, anything, hot broth, soup, carry a thermos of that with you. That will help. Also, keep moving. So when you move, the circulation keeps going. But I do want to talk about hypothermia. Or any symptoms of frostbite or anything like that. First thing to look for is frostbite. And going out barefoot in the cold, like I said, you want to take some baby steps. You don't just want to go out and say, I am Cody Lundin and I am going to conquer the wild in the frozen tundra. You know, you're not going to be hiking around the polar ice caps your first trip out there. So don't think about that. But should you find yourself out and about, you don't have your shoes with you, just keep an eye out. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, you don't have to be the hardcore barefooter that, you know, you want to be safe. If you're getting frostbite, some key things you look for is that your skin will turn like a pale yellow or white sometimes. And you also may get some like itching, stinging, burning, a feeling like that, like the pins and needles feeling. Okay. Those are the very early stages. That's the point where you want to try to get in and warm yourself up, not, you know, stay outside forever. Stage after that, as far as frostbite, and again, these are things you keep an eye out when you're out about barefoot, your skin becomes hard. You know, it may look kind of waxy, and, you know, that's the point where you don't want to warm your skin up too fast, because that's when your skin will blister as it thaws, because it's going to fill with fluid to those areas and the blood kind of forms around there. And then as soon as you defrost that quickly, like if you don't want to take a blow dryer and run it on you, stick yourself in the clothes dryer and, or you think that boiling water is not that hot when you're freezing cold. It is, and it will burn you. Now, of course, advanced stages of frostbite is your skin turns very hard. You know, you can actually feel it's very cold to the touch. It even gets like really dark quickly. It may even look blue and then, you know, later on turn black. So, again, how to avoid it? Just layers, loose layers. You don't have to be skin tight. You need to breathe. But, I just wanted to touch on that. While we still had some time to do a little catch up from our past few weeks. 319-527-6208, answering your questions, going to some messages that I've had throughout the week. As far as the core body temperature, Jody, thanks for messaging in. Core body temperature, that's really all it is. And it does depend on a number of factors. You know, how much energy you have, how your body metabolizes things, how many layers you have. Now, yes, of course, you probably heard rumors, about, you know, covering your head. In kids, that is important. Even adults may want to do that. Not necessary in adults. And the reason why is because, of course, the myth you hear, like when you're little, is that, you know, oh, if you don't cover your head, you're going to catch a cold, which I'll get into that in a little bit, because that's another great question that someone sent in. But what about catching a cold and all that? With the whole covering your head thing, of course. You know, I mean, if it's cold, you may want to keep as much heat in as possible. It actually started, you know, with little kids, because it's not as proportional to the rest of their body as they're developing. So little kids have a tendency to have a bigger head. So that's why you've probably heard a lot like, oh, if you don't cover your head, you're going to catch a cold. The smaller you are, the younger you are, your head is kind of a little bigger and out of proportion to your body in most cases up to a certain age. And yes, if you have children, you want to cover their heads. And adults, of course, hey, this is a comfort thing. That's all it is. You know, I'm just giving you the background of, you know, how to be safe and enjoy it. But you know what your limits are. You know your comforts. And, you know, pay attention to what your body tells you. As far as transitioning in, if you've never done this before and you're a newbie at it, well, congratulations. You're taking the first step. And you want to do it. Now, start by just maybe, you know, on a cold day, cold morning, cold evening, whatever, just walk outside your door. Just go outside a little bit, not too far. You know, go as far as you feel comfortable. See how you like it, and this way you can always come back in. You're not going miles away. You're not just taking a run to the store. You're not going out to eat in the snow. You're not getting stuck on the side of the road. And you know, you let your body adapt little by little. See, just like the transition from the winter into the spring, and you start to adapt that way. And your feet get used to walking on warmer surfaces throughout the spring into the summer. Well, your feet will eventually adjust to walking on colder surfaces as you transition from the summer into the fall. As the temperature gradually drops, your body adapts along with it. Same thing going from the fall into the winter. Slowly as the temperatures drop, most cases slowly. I know that some places, and in fact, sometimes weather is just completely crazy. The temperature will be 60 degrees one day at night. It's 30 degrees, and it is 20 degrees the rest of the winter. But that could happen. But there is that transition time in most cases. So let your body transition with the weather. But if you haven't and you want to do the winter barefoot thing, go for it. But start in little increments. Like I said, start by maybe going out to get the mail or getting the newspaper or, you know, just walking down to you know, the street a little bit and coming back. Make sure it's something that you can handle. Do it a little bit every day. Maybe go a little further and further. And see how your body reacts. See what your limits are first. And then little by little, venture further and further out. And the temperature starts dropping a little more. Your body will adapt. And you're getting used to going out in the colder temperatures. Hey, we have one of the members, and he's one of the regional directors. He lives in Minnesota, and he goes barefoot. He's plowing snow and shoveling snow barefoot all winter. Yeah, I could probably do that. I prefer not to. I mean, yeah, I get snow where I am, and I go out and I shovel it, and I'm barefoot. I mean, I don't even have a pair of shoes to wear, folks. It's been that way for many years. But I've adapted. My body has adjusted. But I also have limits. So you need heat. One of the basic things of survival that human beings need, heat. You know, once you start going out little by little, you know, figure out what your limits are and have a backup. I mean, you know, don't be ashamed if you say, I want to live a barefoot lifestyle and I am going to conquer. I am going to live barefoot forever. No, folks. Bring a pair of shoes with you if you think you're going to need it, or a pair of socks. Oh, yes. Oh, great question. I love it. Dawn or Donna, I think something's not right on my monitor. That's okay. They're correcting the name if I said it wrong. Great question. I love it. Donna, thank you. Okay. Donna, snow when getting in your car, auto, you know, remote start. Yes, remote start, wonderful idea. But if your car doesn't have remote start and it's snowing, even if it does have remote start and you want to dry your feet off, I keep a towel on the front seat, on the front floorboard, on the passenger side of my car. Keep a towel with you. And then, of course, wipe your feet off when if they're wet. You know, if it's raining or snowing or something like that, just wipe your feet off and just lay it back out on the floorboard to dry. That's a good one. I like that one. I'm sure our listeners are really going to appreciate that. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Now, of course, we're coming up to the top of the hour. I'll be taking your calls and some more of your questions when we come back. Check us out on the website, barefootslegal.org. I'm Nick Pierce. We got to pay some bills, folks. That's what keeps us running. But once we pay our bills, because no one dropped off a suitcase of money yet, I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
519-527-6208 is the way to join us today. If you want to be on the air, just press 1 so you get thrown into the host queue, and we can get you on with us. Coming back after the top of the hour, we were talking about that colder weather transition again, continuing from a couple weeks ago. We also got some legal questions to answer from some of our members that have contacted us, some of our listeners, too. Not everybody is a member, but it's great, you know, having everybody, you know, tuning in, whether it's just out of curiosity and you're joining us for the first time or, you know, just getting wind of what we do here. And once a week, we are here, I'm at your disposal for an hour and a half every Saturday afternoon. So keep an eye out. Feel free to contact us. You can also send messages through the Facebook page, Facebook group. Our chat room is open, freedomizerradio.com. If you want to go there, interact with us during the show. And got a lot of great content for you. I did want to touch on the aspect of, this is a question that we had quite a bit of this past week, when it comes to businesses that have signs, private property, private business. You may have heard that one a lot, and I want to debunk that one real quick. Yes, they are a business. However, even though they lease, rent, or own the property, they are open to the public, and they have to abide by public accommodation laws. So, if they try to tell you that, well, we're a private business, we can do whatever we want, that is not the case. There are laws that protect someone's civil rights, and also, you know, if they're barefoot for medical, you know, or health reasons, there are laws that protect them as well, and that's the ADA. U.S. Department of Justice is very clear on what a business can refuse service for and what a business cannot refuse service over. We have some great resources for you. If you go to our website, you'll see our state rights cards. Each state has their own human rights or civil rights laws. Sometimes members find that very helpful having it. Business owner will say, yeah, but there's a law against being barefoot. And say, no, there isn't. And I say, yeah, there is. Actually, there's a law against you not letting me in barefoot. And you show them the card. And they're just like, oh, I never knew that. See, educating them is very effective. You know, well, of course, we always want to do it in a calm, peaceful manner. We don't want to get out of control. I mean, there's no point of yelling. I mean, you will never fix stupid. If someone thinks that if someone is so overzealous and thinks that they own the world and they're the master of the universe because someone gave them the keys to a closet somewhere in that store, and they can get to something that regular employees can't, and they are on this huge power trip. Sometimes there's no fixing stupid, folks. Sometimes you just gotta let it go. But of course, if that business doesn't want your money, there are hundreds of others that do. I mean, competition is a great thing. It's not like they are the only food store. It's not like they're the only gas station. It's not like they're the only Mexican restaurant. Competition. If they don't want your money, someone else does. And for every one you run into, there's a dozen out there that you'll never have an issue with. Anyway, as far as the public accommodation laws, the U.S. Department of Justice, the ADA, it's Part 36. 28 CFR Part 36. If you look that up, you can Google that. Department of Justice, 28 CFR Part 36. I will just put that into our chat room. This way, if anybody wants to just copy that, they can. There we go. I think I got all that in there right. And, yeah, there you have it. As far as the signs, yeah, I mean, they can put signs up, but they can't refuse you service based on a, you know, if you're there for religious reasons, cultural, medical, health, your own personal safety. See, that's another one that you will hear a lot. Oh, it's for your own safety. Well, wait a minute. What they're saying is that they're going to assume all risk if you get hurt now because they required you to put a shoe on or anything on your foot. So if they say, well, do you at least have socks or flip-flops? And you do that, and all of a sudden you slip or fall on those, or something falls on your foot. And they said, oh, well, it's for your own safety. Well, if a jar of pickles falls off the shelf onto your foot and that flip-flop didn't protect you, and they said it would for your own safety, you can sue them. Yep, so true, folks. Well, anyway, I want to get to some callers because we have time today, and I know we have some people hanging out ready to get on the air with us. I'd like to welcome to the show Kevin. How are you doing?
Yeah, everything is good.
and welcome to the show. How's your week been?
I've had a very long week, actually, so I'm just trying to enjoy my day off, but just to get ready to go back to work tomorrow.
So, any great adventures? I know, I'm sure you've been enjoying what you could.
Well, not too many to report. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just been just straight work and coming home, straight work to coming home. So, and I will say that actually, I went to earlier today. I went to Advance Auto Parts to get something fixed on my car and whatnot. And it was like, of course, I normally don't go to Advance Auto Parts, but however, it was like I don't think they noticed or they even paid attention, but it's like, they just, you know, helped me just like any a regular customer, as if I had shoes on, you know, which is absolutely terrific. So for those people who listen out there, Advance Auto Parts is barefoot friendly. You know, there was no mention of my bare feet. There was no sign, of course. So Advance Auto Parts, barefoot friendly, I think.
Barefoot friendly. Hey, that's been my experience there too. And, you know, there's a lot of different parts store chains around. I know that we have O'Reilly's around us. We have an Advance. There's also is it O'Reilly Advance, and there's one other, AutoZone. I've been to all three. Never had an issue. Never had an issue in all my years driving and being barefoot. So, and most garages and mechanics I go through as well. You know, sometimes they'll just say, you know, oh, just here, hang over here, don't go in the shop or something. Or if they do need to bring you in the shop to look at something, they'll just say, oh, hey, be careful over here, but come take a look at this before we do anything. You know? So I'm glad to hear it. You know, I'm not the only one, and that other people are having great positive experiences there. How are you handling the cold? You know, I know it's not probably too cold where you are, but.
Nah, you're looking at the 50s and mid 60s as of right now, so it's really not too bad. You know, however, my body really has not adjusted to the cold. Now, of course, I would go on record and say I hate the cold. I seriously hate the freaking cold. I wish winter would never come. Let's go straight back to spring. However, you know, I'm gonna try my best to adjust to the weather as much as possible.
Yeah. All you can do. I mean, if you enjoy living the barefoot lifestyle, just adjust. And I'm the same way, Ken. I hate the cold. I'm wondering why I moved from New York to Ohio. I could have just moved to Florida. You know?
Well,
why didn't go to California or Mexico? You know? I'd be happy enough.
If you think about it, everybody probably can't live in every state. You know, I mean, for me, Virginia. It'll snow. I mean, not like freaking like New York or Chicago snow. Not like that.
Yeah.
You know, but there will be because all the years that I've been here, I've seen a snowstorm every year, so it's just a matter of time. Usually around January, when we'll see a snow up here. You know what I'm saying? But Florida, of course, where I live at, you're never gonna see snow. I mean, it could be doggone 50 degrees, but yet people are still walking around in jackets. And of course, I used to be like that. You know, so now, last winter, you know, I didn't wear a jacket at all, you know, just trying to get my body to adjust. You know, of course, the only setback is that, yeah, I still got to wear these size 12 steel-toed boots to work because I'm in the military and I don't have a choice. But that's different. That's totally different. But outside of that, you know, I just pretty much left my sweaters and my jackets in a closet. I mean, even my I mean, I guess a long sleeve shirt wouldn't hurt. I mean, that's not technically a jacket, because it's just a long sleeve shirt, you know. But as far as getting adjusted to the cold weather, I'm still working on that. I'm still working on that.
You've been barefoot for quite a few years, though. Mm-hmm. What I understand. You're not new to this. But was it a bad winter last year? Because were you in Florida last year?
No, was it a bad winter last year? Not totally. How Harry, like I said, we did have snow last year, this past January. I forgot how deep it was, but the city already knows when it comes to snow, it was already treating the roads and have all their sandbags and trucks of sand and stuff like that. So, but unfortunately that day, hey, I still had to go to work. Unfortunately, it was absolute mess for that day. Talk about hours and hours of endless snow. Matter of fact, then in years past, we had some instances where we had rain that turned into snow. That wasn't good.
Yeah. You know what drives me crazy, speaking of that?
Yes.
When it's raining and you're wearing long pants, I have a tendency when it's raining or snowing, I wear shorts. I know it seems crazy, people look at me crazy, but I wear shorts only because I can't stand the bottom of my pants being wet and then sloshing around on the top of my pants. It's just a weird
thing. Oh,
I will go out in like 0 degrees and shorts as long as the bottom of my pants do not get wet.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, because it's like when I used to, I think a couple of times when I saw people in cold weather, not too cold, but where I saw this one person had a jacket a couple of years ago, but he had shorts on. And I kind of thought, I was like, why is he wearing shorts in this cold weather? I couldn't understand that. But then going through this experiment that I went through last winter, you know, so it was like, yeah, I'm doggone it's 50 or 45, whatever temperature it was. So here I am, I'm out in shorts and no jacket. You know, and everybody else is bundled up here. You know, matter of fact, even when I was running the other day, I think it was Monday or Thursday. Actually, it was both. You know, I'm seeing people like in sweats, jackets or whatever out on the track, and I'm in shorts and no shoes. I'm like, wow. I'm looking at them like, it is way too warm to wear a jacket. Yeah, you know, I won't say it was kind of cool though, you know, but it was way too warm for that. I mean, the 60s, you know, it's still shorts weather. 50s, I think, is probably still shorts weather. 40s, 40s, 30s, I'm not sure about that one.
Well, the other night it was in the, I think, lower 40s, almost upper 30s. I went out to the food store on my way home from the office, and I walk in the store, and I'm shopping, and this guy comes up to me, and he goes, "Man, you are nuts!" Just right at me. And I said, "How are you?" He goes,
"Wow,
what's in this weather?" He goes, "Man, kudos to you," and walked away. I'm like, at first I thought he was going to approach me and say I'm crazy for being barefoot. You know, because you're always expecting that.
or those other.
It was so funny. You know, I'm expecting the whole, you know, that's the crazy, but don't care. You know, I thought it was going to be like one of those negative things, you know, one of those people who just can't mind their own business and have something to say to everybody. But no, it was because I was wearing shorts. Clearly, you can see my feet.
Yeah, well, those are the kind of people who think you're so hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, and they probably wish that that they can do it. But little did they know that.
You in the snow, like walking around, they're like, "Man, come here! I got to get a picture of this. No one's gonna believe this." You ever had one of those experiences?
Not even.
Oh, okay. I had one at a takeout last winter, I think, or maybe the one before. It all runs together after a while. I don't know. I was walking out, and this guy was walking in. He goes, "Whoa! Hold on a second. Dude, there's like 2 inches of snow, and you're walking around barefoot. I got to get a picture of this. No one will believe it." Yeah, I went, okay, whatever. We took a picture together. Yeah, if I think that they're being negative or, you know, mean about it, then of course not. But, you know, I don't mind the occasional, you know, "Man, I got to get a picture of this. No one's going to believe it." Like, you know.
Well, unfortunately for me, I can't handle snow yet. You know, I'll give it at least a good 10 to 15 seconds before my feet start to freeze. That's about the best I can do at this point.
Okay. Well, like I said, just transition, you know? I mean, it's just getting used to it and little by little. And I'm telling you, I mean, you can walk around in a T-shirt all you want to help your body adjust to cold weather. But if you want to do it perfect, try multiple layers. Keep that core body temperature up. It'll be a lot easier. Trust me.
Well, I guess I could also, I guess I could also put that into consideration. I mean, you know, I mean, of course, I hardly ever wear multiple layers when I go out. I mean, I'll probably wear a long sleeve shirt underneath and then put on a jacket. I'll probably put that into consideration. You know, I mean, I do think that if I was a 24/7 barefoot, like very few people are, you know, maybe my body would be already adjusted to a point where I don't even have to think about a jacket.
Actually, there was a YouTube video I saw, I don't remember when, maybe a year or so ago. It was in the snow all the time. I can't remember where they're from. I'll look it up during the break unless someone here can pull it up. He actually just wears shorts, and he's plays in the snow, lays in the snow, sleeps in the snow, all this. He's outside in the snow forever, and he just wears a pair of shorts, barefoot, no shirt, and that makes me cold. For me, I'd have to at least have something on, you know, to keep most of my body warm.
One of the members, Sierra the Barefoot Girl Larson, mm-hmm. who lives in Canada, she can do snow. Don't know about deep snow, but I know she can do snow.
Yeah. Or look at Nick Deutschman, the Midwest director for BIL. He lives in Minnesota. He shovels and plows snow all winter barefoot.
Oh yeah, he's been posting pictures all week.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're starting to do maybe a, I don't know, barefoot winter snow challenge, whatever it was.
Yeah.
You know. Nick. So you're going in and out, and it's like your voice sound like very, very low.
Oh, sorry about that. I was going through some stuff on my monitor here. It's the Frosty something challenge. Just trying to see.
Oh,
Frosty and Fiery Paws Challenge.
Oh, okay.
What it's called.
Oh, and of course, not the. Change subject a little, because I was somebody made a post. I forgot the name. Can't remember. Not that it matters. But somebody made a post saying that her and her family was kicked out of a restaurant for being barefoot, right? You know, and somebody else, I forgot this person, and they commented on that post, talk about, well, you know, well, it's their right to refuse service. Why can't y'all understand that, and et cetera, et cetera? And then goes on to say, well, you know, if I see one more BS post, and you know, that I'm a leave, you know, whatever. So, but it kind of like, okay. And I made this post, I think, was it yesterday or the day before or something like that. Yes, a business can refuse service, right? They can refuse service if you're being belligerent or you're causing a scene or you're fighting with any employees or whatever the case, or you know, something like that, you leave. But being barefoot is not a reason, really, to make you leave.
Yeah. No,
you know, right. I mean does things have rights? I mean, yes, they do, but do we have rights too? I think that we do.
Well, we have,
know,
rights.
So,
and I was talking about that. I'll get back to that after the break. What's that book? You got to pay some bills. Coming down to the bottom. But yeah, you're 100% right. 319-537-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. In a little bit. Stay tuned.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat. fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to wefunder.com/groundswellcard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty's Gardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods, and with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart,
is a way to be a part of the show. And before we went to the break, we were talking with Kevin, and glad we paid some bills before we ran out of time today. And Kevin, welcome back to the show. And before the break, we were talking about, you know, right to refuse service and stuff.
Yes, we were. So, I mean, being barefoot in a store, I don't think is a, to me, is not a reason to make anybody leave, you know. And like I was saying before the break, you know, that if I was, you know, being rude or belligerent, causing a scene and you know, and stuff like that, to a point where, you know, where the store or any supervisor, you know, has to, you know, call the cops, you know, that's a totally different story. But just having those shoes on alone, that's not a reason to me to make somebody leave your store.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, the law is very clear. I mean, when you really look at the law, it clearly states that no individual shall be discriminated against on the basis of disability, you know, if that's the reason for being, you know, barefoot. But also it has to do with the civil rights, you know, whether it's religious or medical or anything like that. You know, they can't be discriminated against for the full and equal enjoyment of goods, services, facilities, privileges, advantages, or accommodations of any place of public accommodation by any private entity who owns, leases, or leases to, or operates a place of public accommodation. It's clearly what the law says. And people think that, you know, there are laws against it, but that's not true. You know, I think there's only very few, like you were saying, reasons where someone can refuse service to someone. And like you said, it's if, you know, they're being rowdy, causing a disturbance, you know, bad body odor, that's a big one. Restaurants will eject people for that. You know, and I'll touch on that one real quick. You know, the body odor, we'll say. People who go barefoot, their feet don't stink. They don't sweat. You know, when you constantly wear shoes, you perspire, you get foot fungus, you get athlete's foot, you know, you get all that stuff. And you don't get foot odor because you're barefoot, unless you put them in foot prisons and walk around that way. And, you know, people are under that misconception that, you know, oh, well, that could be, you know, they smell or they stink. No, that's not the case. But, yeah, I mean, there's very limited circumstances where someone could actually say that, oh, you can't be in here. You know, and being barefoot's not one of them.
No, it's not. It's just, you know, and still, yeah, you come up with the same ridiculous reasons, you know, you know, as to why, you know. I mean, what if I was the store supervisor manager and I'd be like, well, you can't come in barefoot because I don't want you to track all that dirt on your feet and junk like that. Then I would be like, well, you know what? What about all the stuff that's on the bottom of these people's shoes?
Oh yeah, boots and stuff. I mean, people walk in stuff when they're wearing shoes and they don't realize what they're stepping in because they're not aware of where they're walking, and they don't wash their shoes every day the way someone that walks barefoot does. I mean, I wash my feet at least twice a day, maybe more depending on what I'm doing. And when was the last time anybody ever, you know, showered with their boots on and scrubbed them? You know, or shoes for that matter. Period. Flip flops, even.
You know, I used to wear flip flops on and off, but I will not do it anymore. I just will not. My zero shoes sandals that I have. I mean, they're pretty much good enough. You know, if I need them, so like then I used to own two pairs of Crocs, so I got rid of those, you know, so still, you know, unfortunately there are some places that we have to wear shoes, you know. I mean, it's easy to take your business, you know, someplace else, you know, and it's like, you know, for example, okay, then you got Walmart versus Target versus, I don't know, Big Lots, you know.
Well, we got Myers in our area. In my area, we have Myers, and they're around the Midwest. Walmart's competitor. I mean, it's the same thing as a Walmart. And, you know, I prefer that anyway. I mean, I think the prices are better and, you know, higher quality stuff anyway. You know, I mean, you go in there, you think you're getting a bargain, but in reality, it's like everything is actually made a little smaller and you get less of a portion. So you're not really getting the bang for your buck.
Oh, you know, I just had a thought and I lost my thought. Well, you know, I did go into Big Lots one time for a couple months ago for the first time, and I didn't have a issue with Big Lots.
Well, so no, I never had I mean, most places you're never going to have an issue in. You know, people don't realize that. They think, you know, especially starting out, they're afraid to just take that step and go in. You know, I mean, yeah, for every 100 encounters, of course, 1 out of 100, maybe someone will say something. And in most of the time, that one instance, you're going to overcome whatever the objection is, you know, if you know what you're talking about, you know how to do it.
Yes, that's very, very, that's very, very true. You know, I don't think it's that easy for somebody to go into a store for the first time shoeless, you know, and I can understand that because we all been there before. I mean, Lord, it took me I don't know how long just to let's say the laundromat, pretty much, you know. I mean, when I was living on base, you know, when I first started, first I did my research. My research convinced me about all the health benefits, and so I decided to try it. You know, and of course, I was one of those people who were like extremely shy, just like really, really extremely shy about it. You know, I mean, I would doggone it was one day when I went to the laundromat and I saw this dude without shoes on in the laundromat. I was like, interesting. So
yeah.
From that standpoint, it just took me a lot of guts, I can say, just to get over the hump. And then it went on from there.
Yeah, and once you get over that hump, it's quite easy. Once you just get in there and you realize that, you know, people really aren't going to attack you for being barefoot,
and they shouldn't, you know, because you're still going to get, and for all those newbies who are listening, you're still going to get them looks. You know, regardless of where you go, you're still going to get them looks. You know, but does it really matter? No, it doesn't really matter at all.
Yeah, and you know what? People get looks regardless, whether they're barefoot, whether they're wearing a particular color dress, the tie that they may wear, the hat that they have on, what their hair looks like, how much makeup they wear. Yeah, now, people give looks, and people will look at you no matter what. And don't let it bother. You know, for all the newbies out there, don't let it bother you.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, I think we talked about this before, if I remember. I mean, what about the videos on YouTube, the freaking people at Walmart wearing these ridiculous freaking...
Walmart videos.
I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm like, did y'all seriously walk out the house looking like that? Are you kidding me? You know, I can guarantee you that they got service with no issues.
I guess if we were barefoot and we had like a muumuu on and, you know, like, you know, our ass crack sticking out and we had curlers in our hair and bad makeup and, you know, who knows? I mean, we would fit right in, I guess, and there wouldn't be an issue. I have no idea how people do just roll out of bed go out places like that. In the meantime, you know, we could be so well-dressed and, you know, because we're not wearing shoes, we get attacked.
Yeah, it was just the most outrageous thing I've ever seen. You know, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, I let these people through the door. You know, yeah, of course, the greedy ain't gonna say nothing because they got some type of clothing on their body. You know, then again, it brings me back to my question, to one question. Okay. And of course, I don't think this is too much barefoot related, but yeah, if a woman walks into any store in a bikini, will they still get kicked out? Because, I mean, technically they're covered up. It is a bikini, but they're still covered up. So will they still get serviced?
Oh, well, if they're hot, I hope so.
You know, I
wouldn't kick them out.
It's true. Yeah, you know, and if you think about it, you know, if I walk in there with a robe on, you know, I don't think I'm going to get kicked out because, like I say, it is a robe, and it fully covers my body just because it's a robe. But other than that, you know. I mean, there's no reason to kick a person out if they want to. They drove how many minutes or how many miles to spend their money because you have this place of business has something that you need, you know. And you know, every business owner, hey, you need all the customers you can get because that's how you'll make your money. So why force a person out? If they're coming in peacefully, not causing a scene, not causing disturbance, not doing anything, they just want to shop and enjoy the experience, and that's it, you know. But too many people are getting hassled for no reason at all, especially the barefoot community. They're getting hassled relentlessly for no reason at all, and these employees, especially the low level employees, they are extremely rude about it, you know, and it just makes no sense at all. I mean, it's like, what did this customer do to you in order for you to react like that? What exactly did he do or she do or they did?
Oh, yeah. And some of these lower level employees, I mean, they go crazy. I mean, they just go off the wall. I mean, and it's like I say, I mean, it's like someone gave them the key to someplace and all of a sudden they feel so powerful that they can pull stunts like that and treat customers that way. It's like, you know, what is it? The thing about public accommodation, you know, you sometimes you're like, oh, well, we're a private business and you can't be in here like that. Most private businesses, and I probably said this before in the show, most private businesses, they're actually publicly owned. So I've pulled this on someone once. I said, well, actually, I own part of you. I'm a shareholder. And is this the way you're going to treat my employees or my customers? And I've walked them right over to a manager. I said, this person needs to be retrained. Well, who are you? I said, I actually own a portion of you. And this is what happened, and this is what needs to be done about it. Make sure this never happens again, and I continue on my way.
Yeah, you know,
sometimes look at you like so stunned, like, but what? I don't understand. You're publicly traded in my 401k. I own some of your shares. It's just like,
yeah, you know, when will
they're saying that this is private? No. You're publicly owned, and I own part of you, buddy. Retrain.
Yeah. Because when will these companies stop putting up the shirt and shoes required sign? You know, I mean, this past Tuesday, I went to another live WWE event, you know, and I didn't feel like being bothered because I think some people in the group have gotten to that, you know, to that point. They just don't want to be bothered me. So what happened was I went downstairs. I just said, you know what, I'm going to put my bare bottoms on because I don't want to freaking – I just don't want to be messed with. I just want to get my ticket, get to my seat, so
yeah.
I can enjoy the show. That's all. That's all.
I remember
all
you told me that.
Really,
yeah.
So
I remember you said that week or the week before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had them on. You know, they had to do the course at these events. They do the metal detector thing. You know, just for
mm-hmm.
security. You know, that's no big deal. Never, no big deal. So, but there was a cop security guard standing there, and you know, and he had to have been looking down at my feet. I kind of picked up on it. He had to have been looking down at down at my feet, but there was no questions asked. Nothing was said. So as soon as I got inside, I pulled them off and put him in my pocket and enjoyed the show.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the solution I had. You know, I went to a concert years ago, and I go to a lot of concerts. And this is the first time anything's ever been said. And someone at the door, the main door, when you go in, you know, they just give you the nice little hi, welcome to the show. We're just going to fill you up here and there. And you have a ticket. And once they get done with the general groping and they let you in, one guy actually said, "Do you have any shoes with you?" I said, "Oh, I left them at my seat," as if I just went outside to have a cigarette and came back in. Like. He goes, "Oh, okay, I'll put them on when you get there." Like I had any shoes with me. I just, you know, sometimes, yeah, you don't want to deal with the confrontation. I mean, you can sit there all day long, and then you're going to talk to that one, and then the supervisor, and then the manager, and then the head of this, and then the house venue manager. You just want to get to your seat and enjoy the show. And, I just said, "Oh, I left them at my seat when I went outside." "Oh, okay, make sure you put them on when you go back." Okay.
But see, it's like, that's the thing. It's an event. Y'all just there with the show. Y'all don't work at the building. You know,
yeah,
wherever the
yeah.
show is,
so
that's what's going to be. Y'all don't work at the building.
Yeah.
It's
just rented security guards for the venue, for that event. And you know, it is sometimes the same people over and over again that do security at some of the local venues and stuff. You know, it's not like it's the road crew that travels with the production, you know, whether it's a concert or a show or something. But yeah, I always just found it sometimes just easier because you're not going to educate everybody. And, you know, you're up against these rent-a-cops, you know, security guards that just, you know, even though it's not part of their orders. And then, you know what, when the band starts, you're watching the show anyway, people are dancing around barefoot anyway. And you see tons of people leaving barefoot because they don't remember where their shoes are, you know, by the end of the show, the end of the night. Like, what was the point of that, you know? But,
yeah.
I just say, yeah, they're at my seat.
I should have tried that if I remembered, but it's all good though. I mean for places like this is why I like going to places like Kroger. They never like ever have given me an issue. You know, saying it was like I'm being served as if I had shoes on.
Yeah,
you know. So Kroger gets my business. Especially since they got these rewards cards too. So that's another reason. But
yeah. Yeah, you know what? Like I said, most places will never have an issue with it. On the rare occasion you do, you know, carry those cards around with you that we have available through the group. Check out the website, barefootislegal.org. A lot of great information there. Of course, I'd like to thank everybody for calling. We are out of time this week. But check out our website. I'll be back again next weekend, same time. Stay tuned. If you missed anything, check out our archive. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Barefoot is Legal. You'll hear our past episodes and all the other great advice and empowering content that we have available for you on demand, on the go, whenever you want to hear it. Don't forget our Facebook group. Again, not a place for the heavy breathing fun seekers. If you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle and want to live a barefoot lifestyle or do live one, check it out there. But keep in mind, it's not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. We're here to empower you and educate and dispel the myths about going barefoot. Well, I'm Nick Pierce. Until next time, keep a bear. Enjoy your time.